Welcome to the Don Provda and Erica Gray Show. The Twist.
Welcome to the Twist News. I'm Erica Gray. All over the media, no matter whether it's the U.S. media, European media, media from all over the world, you're hearing stories of how aid is not getting to Gaza, and that Israel is essentially stopping the aid from getting through. And I'm going to bring to your attention a broadcast that we're going to take a look at. Now, this broadcast is on a little-known channel. The channel that it's featured on has only 591 subscribers. And this particular video has only 13 views. But the channel is Elnet, and Elnet is the European Leadership Network that acts as a bridge for diplomats from Israel and from the European Union and brings them together to further EU-Israel policy. And Elnet is a major organization within the geopolitical Israeli-European Union stratosphere. And yet, it's not obviously widely known because their channel only has 591 subscribers. But they have a leading spokesperson, Daniel Shadmi, who is Elnet's spokesperson. And this broadcaster asks him about aid in Gaza and the aid that is being provided. So we're going to take a listen.
Can you give us an overview, please, of the aid situation in Gaza, both in the north and the south, and what the obstacles are to the free passage of aid?
So the last numbers are just over the weekend, 205 trucks have entered the Gaza Strip. There are more on the way daily, and they have been inspected by the IDF teams, and there are no limitations on the quantity, to my knowledge, of trucks to get in. According to some numbers, not all of the aid trucks have been collected by UN agencies within the Gaza Strip and are being awaiting to being distributed.
Okay, so they're coming in through the border with Israel or the border with Egypt?
They're coming in Kerem Shalom, which is a passage with Israel from Israel territory. And as there was a new passage that was opened also from the north that was not opened before the war has erupted. And now there's also a new passage with coordination with European countries of a pier being built with U.S. cooperation as well, with aid coming in by sea from Cyprus.
Okay, so aid is coming in. What then is the reason for United Nations representatives' warning of a famine in the north?
The reasons and the way the UN has led their messaging since the beginning of the war is not much of a surprise for us. The UN has always had a very controversial line towards the situation here. One thing to very easily point out is that we've seen a lot of allegations proven true of UNRWA being a part of October 7th, UNRWA staff. So the allegations brought back by the UN are wrong and are fake, because we can see the trucks coming in, and I would welcome anybody who would want to see to simply go there and see all the aid that has been allowed in.
Okay, so you just heard it. Aid is getting in, but the UN is reporting that the aid is not getting in, and he also talked about the fact that the UNRWA volunteers are also terrorists, part of the UN. So you get the picture here of one, misinformation that's in the media about aid not getting in, because he's talking about all the avenues for aid and how there's nothing stopping the aid from coming in. So you have the UN reporting that no aid is getting in, as well as the entire media practically, but also this level of corruption of the UN, and the UN being an instrument for terrorism. This is evident. Not only an instrument for terrorism, but also for misinformation to smear the Jews and to exonerate themselves. Let's take a listen to what he had to say next.
And since the war has erupted, Israel has allowed more aid to come in since than in comparison than before the war has started. And I don't know any other country that allows aid through its sovereign territory into enemy territory during times of conflict.
Right. So,
well, that's not going to get out there because there's a big anti-Jewish smear campaign going on, which has been going on. The anti-Semitism is everywhere. It's everywhere in society. It's in the media. It's definitely in the UN. We know that the UN hates the Jews. This is an organization that is a terrorist organization that is anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, and is enlisted in this hatred. So Israel's getting the aid in. And as Mr. Shadmi stated, what country does this in a time of war and brings it into enemy territory? But that's not going to get out there because this very anti-Jewish campaign that's global. And I like to point it out on this program. So let's listen more to what he has to say.
Daniel, tell me what happens once the aid gets into Gaza, because there have been reports that much of the aid is actually stolen by Hamas fighters and then sold on the black market. What can you tell us about that?
So what we can see is that aid is entering from Israel, as we mentioned, and then they are distributed to UN agencies, also the World Food Program, but UNRWA and also other UN agencies. And some of them, as we said also, are controlled by Hamas, and simply then either stolen and brought to the tunnels where Hamas leadership is, or then sold at an outrageous price to civilians that are now displaced. So the aid is not distributed.
This is just unbelievably shocking. Isn't this hunky-dory? Oh, great. So aid goes to these different UN organizations and their terrorists. Isn't this just wonderful? And the UN is so respected as an international organization for the betterment of mankind. And this video only has 13 views from when I last saw. Maybe it's got one or two more. And this channel that this is being broadcast on is 591 subscribers, which is almost like having none in the YouTube world. So this message is not getting out, which is why I'm broadcasting it and why I want to highlight the corruption within the United Nations in this area. And he named several UN organizations. So what you have is the UN is a outfit for terrorism that helps the terrorist organizations. Isn't that just wonderful? And right there in New York City is the headquarters of this nonsense. Okay, let's take a listen more.
In the way it's supposed to, but that's not for the Israelis decide. If the UN wants to take control of how the aid is redistributed, I think they should do so.
Right, so distribution under the control of the United Nations, but there is some leakage, you're suggesting, to Hamas. Now, tell us about, of course, the most vulnerable in Gaza, the children, the sick, How are they coping? Are they getting enough food? If not, what's stopping it?
The most vulnerable right now are, according to reports, centered in Rafah, the place where in the south part of the Gaza Strip. And there's aid coming in on a daily basis. As I mentioned, hundreds of trucks a day. And they are now getting aid and receiving support by either UN agencies or even other organizations. The problem is that most of hospitals, as we've seen in recent days, are controlled by Hamas and have been completely under the control of gunmen and terrorists. So the health situation where people need to go to medical care are being hijacked by people who care more about striving to power and unleashing violence than taking care of their own citizens.
Wow. That's all I have to say to that is wow. This is what you're hearing on this little known broadcast, armed gunmen at these hospitals. And yet the media reporting all these different stories. Okay, let's listen a little bit more and we should be coming to the conclusion.
Drops of aid by air. Is that turning out to be a bit more effective than what's happening at the moment? Is that helping?
Any entrance of aid is welcome. Most of the airdrops were done by European countries, but also from Jordan and also from other Arab states in the UAE, in the Gulf, such as the UAE. I don't know if it's more effective, but I know that in quantity, it's not as much as the trucks that are coming in. If I'm not mistaken, an airdrop is the equivalent of a truck or two and not hundreds as are going by land from Israel. But any aid that is coming in is welcome. We've seen some of the airdrops actually creating some mess and casualties where Hamas, with weapons, trying to steal some of the aid. But the airdrops actually get directly to civilians. So some of it actually makes the intended destination.
So as the aid is being airdropped, Hamas is going after the aid, and the UN agencies are part of this. And are part of this corruption, and this isn't getting out there. The message that's getting out there is their message, so that the world opinion turns against Israel, and they're winning the information war because their material is getting out there, and this little known broadcast isn't. So you listened, I listened, and I listened to these behind the scenes. But this is behind the scenes, but this is a major organization. It's just not getting the media play that it deserves. I hope this helps you to not believe everything that you hear, but also see that there's a real campaign here, a real smear campaign against Israel and against the Jewish people. And it's easy to be taken in and think that what you're hearing is true and what these people are doing is just so horrific. But you're hearing what's really going on. And the aid is getting there. And the aid is also being hijacked. And it's being hijacked by the UN. So the UN is a very corrupt outfit. And in this day and age, it tried to make itself relevant with its recent AI resolution, but it's really not relevant in this new multipolar order. We're in a different world order now. It's an order of empires. And even the European Union, which was built on laws of world institutions and mirrored its own laws, is now an empire that is looking for its interest in the same way as India or Russia, China, and other empires. And the UN just doesn't fit. The fact that it's so corrupt, it needs to be exposed for what it is and really revamped and determine if it still even has the same relevancy that it had when it was first formed. Well, this has been Erica Gray. Stay tuned for more. Definitely hit the subscribe button, share this video, and let me know your thoughts in the comments. And till next time, stay tuned.
Tune in next time for more from Don Provda and Erica Gray for their twist on world news.